This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome into hour number two of the Mason Crosby Show. Mitch Nellis, Tommy Wirtz with you. By the way, Mason, I don't know if you heard the big news. Tommy Wirtz is going to be part of the post-game show. Tim Allen, who's been doing it for 467 years here in the state of Wisconsin.
467,
yeah, 467.
You just can't help it.
I can't. It just rolls off the tongue. Like Actually, that's the first three digits of my phone number as
this
well.
This started out being the nicest thing you've ever said about me, and it's turning into the worst.
Tommy, can you do anything else? Like, how many more things can you do?
Can we do Bucks programming, please?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Every Bucks game, every Brewers game, how many things?
Every idea starts with Tommy at this point.
I love that Greg writes in on YouTube immediately says 467 seems low. It's true. Like, Tim Allen has been doing a Brewers postgame show for at least 1,000 years.
I love it.
That is true. And we have him back on as part of the network, and it's going to be
and Tommy great. Wishes Can't he was 1,000 years old.
So. Yes, he does. Joining us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He hasn't been covering the Packers for quite 1,000 years, but some days it feels like it. He's Mr. Ryan Wood. Hello, Ryan Wood.
I couldn't have said that better myself, my guy. Look, the number one story, we're on the 6-7 thing. The number one story that I actually, in review, wish I had gotten to this season and never did is what was Donovan Jennings' life like this fall? Right? There's only so many people in sports that were 67 on their back. It's not a basketball or baseball number. Yeah. There's a handful, I'm sure, in the NFL. But, like, I can't even, like, it's like the most popular player, you have no idea who he is because he said, here's his number everywhere he goes. I never got to that.
It's a great point.
Never got that one written down. Huh? Mm-hmm. That was not you. You had too many other things going. Are you there at Lambeau today? Is that where you're sitting?
This is Lambeau Field. Yeah, we just. I don't even know what time it is. I barely know what day it is. But we just got out of the final locker room of the season.
Those are the worst.
An hour or two ago.
Yeah, those are the worst guys. You're hanging out with your buddies, your teammates. Like, you obviously you're not going to see some of them for a long time. Until the spring, but so you're smiling, but you're also like kind of beat from the game still. And so it's a weird time of year for sure.
Who grabs the most stuff? Like, is there like always a guy who like takes everything, like every sweatpant, t-shirt, sweatshirt, like all the gear? Like,
they clean a lot of that out before you show up for your clean out day.
You don't see much of that.
You're not able to take a lot of the gear away.
Yeah.
From our perspective, for me, I just finished my 12th season covering this team. I'm old enough to know exactly what it was like to cover Mason. And it's always a sense of finality that comes with a final season-ending loss, a season, a final locker room. You see the full picture. I'm someone who I very deliberately try to refrain, and I hope usually succeed, refrain from giving any type of definitive takes midway through the year, because we're only seeing part of the puzzle. You got to see the whole thing come together, and now is the time when we see the full picture. And I think now is the time when you can really start to make definitive perspectives on what is, what isn't, where to go forward, what happened, what didn't happen. That's what this time of year is about.
Yeah, well, that's a good segue. So where are some defined thoughts and ideas that you've been able to shape here now that this thing has concluded with an epic meltdown there in Chicago, unfortunately. What is your final conclusion here?
Well, the injuries were a huge part of this season. When you lose Micah Parsons, when you lose Devontae Wyatt, Tucker Kraft, even when you only have a half season of Christian Watson, a half season of Jaden Reed, it's a reason that it changes the calculus, right? They were not going to be a Super Bowl team as soon as they lost Micah Parsons. But not having Micah Parsons had nothing to do with losing that game in Chicago.
Yes.
And that is what is damning. That was a culture loss. And there's been some culture losses that led – it's always interesting when there's issues in the regular season, they usually stem and they usually come to a surface come playoffs when you're in that pressure cooker. There's been culture losses throughout this season. You're up 10-0 4 minutes ago in Cleveland and you lose. You give up three touchdowns on your final three defensive series when your offense is red hot in Dallas, and that game you should win becomes a tie. You're 4th-1 against Philadelphia, and the Eagles are screaming inside zone this way, and it gets blown up on the biggest play of the game. A week before that, it's 2nd-10, and Rico Dowdle on the game-deciding series goes 19 yards up the middle. There were so many games this season they should have won that they somehow did not win. Onside kick 3 weeks ago in Chicago.
It wasn't even the first one against the Bears this year, Ryan.
I saw that. And Bears had zero snaps leading the game on offense compared to 106 for the Packers. I think I just saw that.
That's
number.
Good. Good, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's good.
Keep him.
The Packers are a better team without Micah Parsons than the Bears, and they are also 1-2 this season against the Bears. So it doesn't matter that they're a better team. What matters is who wins, and the Bears won. They won the two biggest games of the season. Is there any surprise when you see a season full of games you should win that you don't, that you go into the playoffs, you're up 21-3, it's a game you should win, and you don't? But to me, the bigger problem is, okay, if this was a season, you'd be very disappointed organizationally, no doubt about it, but you can chalk that up to, okay, that's a fluke. That's not really us. We can come back next year. Mason, it goes back to 2020 when you are down 8 in the NFC Championship game and you are driving to tie the game. You go out on the field. You never get the ball back. You settle for the field goal. A year later, the block punt, obviously the block field goal in a game. You start that 49ers divisional round game looking like a world beater. Statement drive. You're the best team in the NFL.
That drive was amazing.
I'll never forget watching that opening drive thinking, my God, this team can't be touched.
I was in a suite for that game. And we
shouldn't have been touched.
We thought the game was over. We thought literally 7-0 in that weather at home at night. Game over.
You lose that game. 2023, you're up a touchdown midway through the divisional round game in the fourth quarter against the 49ers. Miss the field goal, give up the Christian McCaffrey touchdown, you lose. 2024. You score a touchdown finally in Philly against that Eagles defense. The pull within 16-10. You're one stop away from having the ball back down to single possession. You give up a field goal. You're never within a single possession again, and you lose. It is a long track record now, and all of those roads point to Matt LaFleur. He was the coach for all those games.
Yeah.
It's the head coach's job to establish culture. They don't have a championship DNA culture with this team right now.
Mm. ER. They're ER. Man. Home. We're going to go about our business.
Yeah, I've been saying that. Like, the culture is what it is at this point. Like, I'm not sure you can just, like, flip a switch and say, all right, we're changing identity. We're shifting a culture. We're shifting a mindset. We're going to get tougher, more physical, grit, all those things. Like, it is established, right? And these last 3 years, what's LaFleur's record? 37-30-1 in the regular season? So what does that mean, right? Like, what's the path forward here? Shefty on ESPN is saying that they're talking contract extensions still. Like, do you see that as a real possibility? My guy James Jones, I sent Tommy and Mitch a clip from him on his reaction after, and he's just like, how does Ed Policy extend LaFleur? And he goes in that room with a bunch of guys that, you know, laid it on the line. They're not getting extensions, whatever. They have a year left on their contract. And you're just like, hey, yeah, I'm sticking around for 4 more years. Like, you know, we're going to just do the same old thing and see if, the results change. What do you think? Like, how do you think he can command a room and get those guys to follow now?
What's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Right? It sure seems like there's desire on both sides for Matt LaFleur, team and Matt LaFleur, to return as head coach this season. I can tell you, just being in that locker room, he has not lost the locker room. Every single person in that locker room gave a full voice of support for Matt LaFleur returning, which I think matters. Yeah, I get the idea of, okay, what else are they going to say? Well, if there was wavering there, you know what that looks like? It looks like what you saw from Lamar Jackson when asked about John Harbaugh after that loss in Pittsburgh that kept him out of the playoffs. It looks noncommittal. It looks like, my guy, I can't even think about this right now. 48 hours ago, we melted down against the Chicago Bears. I'm not going to even I'm not there. No, everybody, including Micah Parsons, by the way, who said not only he wants Matt LaFleur back, but a reason, part of the reason that he agreed to the trade before the season was to play for Matt LaFleur. He said that he's already privately reached out directly to Matt LaFleur and said, man, I want you part of this. I love playing for you. I want you here. That's how the locker room feels. That's a good endorsement for Matt LaFleur. What's not a good endorsement is when we talk about culture, they lost that game in Chicago for the worst, the most inexcusable reason that you could possibly lose any game, but especially in the playoffs, especially a season-ending game. They didn't match the Bears' will to win, and I don't say that lightly. That is rare that you see that. I'm not saying they didn't want to win.
Man, you're hitting all of it, Ryan. The will. I was. Exactly.
But they did not match the Bears' fight. They did not match their will to win. I know what the Chicago Bears are. The Packers know what the Chicago Bears are. They are a deeply flawed football team with an erratic but talented quarterback. They are a bad defense that takes the ball away, but if you play clean, they're not stopping you. They shouldn't stop you. They are a deeply flawed team, but they never quit. The Packers talk about it all week. This team, you go up on them, you better fight, you better finish and close because they're coming back. Why can't the Packers be that team? Why can't the Packers be the team that the opponents talk that way about? Hey, no matter what happens, they're coming. They're going to fight. Teams don't talk about the Packers that way. That is a culture issue, and it's too important for that to come from anyone else in the building but the head coach. The head coach establishes culture. You can't rely on someone else to do it. The players, Micah Parsons said, hey, I'm challenging all players. It's about the players. Have the accountability in this locker room. That has to start with the guy who all eyes in the building are on. That's the head coach.
Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon. And I'll throw this out to you, Ryan, and to you, Mason. Like, I know that Tucker Kraft said it. I know that Micah Parsons said it. I know that everybody has Matt LaFleur's back. It makes me wonder if they're all soft, too. Like I get that you can have your guys back, but if your leader is soft and you're following him into battle, into football, maybe you're a little soft too. Like, maybe they need a hard edge. Maybe they need to feel a little uncomfortable instead of being coddled by this head coach who makes everything soft and kind and nice. Like, it's great. Matt LaFleur is a good guy. We all agree. Good guys don't always win.
Yeah, Mitch, I think you hit it right on the nose, and I think that was my next point exactly, is this team, they like Coach LaFleur because maybe the offseason's, you know, not so hard. Maybe the workouts aren't so hard. Maybe the training camp isn't so tough and hard. He doesn't stress or strain them to a point mentally and physically that the demand is so tough that it's like you either step up and you become great or you break and you're going to be somewhere else, right? Like, this needs to be played on that fine line of who is going to step up and get to that championship elite mentality and then who is going to get left behind. And so, like, if I'm in that, like, yeah, it was great playing for LaFleur. It wasn't challenging, like, practices, you know, it's like our schedule was good. Everything was fine. So it's hard to imagine shifting and an unknown coming in and being like, well, dang, now the expectation has changed. And now we have to show up and be accountable. And somebody's going to call us on that if we're not. Do you see that, Ryan?
Yeah, to me, the question is not whether the DNA is soft, because two nights ago just showed you it is. To me, it's how does soft happen? And soft is the offspring of immaturity, which is the offspring of lack of accountability. I'll point you to one example. Late in that game, Keyshawn Nixon hops on the pile, a penalty that he knows is a penalty because 3 weeks ago the Bears got flagged for the exact same thing. You got Trevon Diggs on the sideline. You got other corners. Where's the accountability for a horrible penalty? There was none. He stays on the field. The best way as a coach that you can introduce accountability, you make dumb mistakes, you make selfish penalties, you don't play. That doesn't matter who you are, because that's not putting the team first. There's no accountability on those type of things with this team. Yep. It's not a surprise that this team is soft.
Man, and then, you know, you got the players, you know, saying that they like LaFleur, they like playing for him, all of those things, it's all fine and good. They might trust that he's going to, you know, have their backs and lead them the right way. But do you think that trust goes the other way? Do you think LaFleur trusts his players on the field with how he calls some games, especially in that second half, how he does certain things? Like, I feel like there's a lack of trust there to just literally hand this thing over to that locker room and to the players. It's a facade if he says that it is about the players, because it seems to be run my offense the way I want it to look and be run. We do things how I want it to operate. The players don't really have a huge voice in that space. Do you see it that way?
Well, I think that's a strong, very credible perspective coming from you. You played for him. So you would be able – you've been in the locker room, Mason. You know exactly where that's at in terms of the trust coming from the head coach down. I think what's going to be very interesting in the next week or two is how much trust he has in the staff around him right now. Okay, so the Bears actually did what the Bears defense could not do all season and got pressure on Jordan Love coming out of the halftime locker room. And Matt LaFleur talked about the need to make adjustments, how they adjusted and the Packers didn't. They did the adjustments were there to be made, the slides, it never happened. How is that not on Adam Sinovich and Luke Getsy? Yeah. Excuse me, Luke Buckus, not Luke Getsy, Luke Buckus, the offensive line coach. How is that telling me anything other than the offensive line wasn't coached well enough this season to be able to make those kind of adjustments in the middle of your biggest game of the season? And if that's the case, should Luke Buckus be coaching this offensive line next season? Are there other areas? Special teams. My God. And let's – Mason, I'm curious what you think about this, but if I'm being honest with you, I don't think Rich Bisaccia after three seasons is the right guy. I also don't care who they hire next, because I have seen special team issues for 12 seasons now.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking onside kicks. Mm-hmm. We're talking penalties, inability to protect for field goals and punts. I've seen that with Sean Slocum, with Ron Zook. I've seen that with Mo Drayton. I've seen that with Rich Bisaccia. At what point does it become more of an organizational priority or lack thereof to the point where special teams coordinator that I cover here, doesn't matter who it is, because if you don't change how you philosophically approach that phase of the game,
thank you,
it will never be better.
That's right.
With no matter who it is.
Yep. Yeah. And the easy answer is, oh, well, you need to put more starters on there. But that's tough, right? And that is a mentality where it's like, okay, some of these guys might play early on. As soon as there's an injury or something happens, it's like, well, we can't risk losing this guy now. And they get taken off special teams. And so now you're playing a lot of guys. And then all of a sudden in the playoffs, now you got Josh Jacobs, Keyshawn Nixon returning kicks, doing a fine job. And then you had Evan Williams. Everyone's covering punts. I mean, I saw starter, like, but they still weren't getting the job done. And so it is a mentality. Special teams is the hardest. Those are the hardest plays in football. So much space. Those are your football playing like dogs that you have that just fly around and go make plays. And then, yeah, you can't blame Bisaccia for missed field goals. You can't blame, you know, it's like all that stuff. It's hard to get it done in this league. But at the same time, like, you probably you got to do something. And you got to make a change to try to get a different voice. Bisaccia was the best option in a sense because he fought tooth and nail to try to change like the special teams culture there. And he saw the pushback right away. My 1 year with him, he was frustrated every day about the guys and the people that he wanted in those spaces. And he was just told straight out, no, you can't have those players play that on special teams.
Well,
so that's tough for any coordinator there. Go ahead, Tom.
Rub some salt in the wound. Isaiah Simmons blocks a punt this week too. Like, yep. Are you kidding me? This guy, he was the guy that played so bad on defense that he wasn't going to be able to make this team because he wasn't going to play any sort of impact. And meanwhile, they're going to rock with Tyron Hopper instead, who gets six plays against the Bears. One of them happens to be a pick also. Right.
Let me say this real quick, and then I'll let you go on like what you want to say on it. We talked about the like what it is there in Green Bay. It's comfortable. It's a little soft. It's all those things. And with that, honest, open communication lacks, right? You need to go up to some of these guys and say, you will not start on this team unless something catastrophic happens. You are a special teams player. Get your butt ready to go play every day. You will sell out for this team or you will be gone and we will find someone else to replace you. Like, it's more just like everyone there in that building feels like they are one play away from being a starter. It needs to be known what your role is, who you're like, what you're supposed to do there. Keep working to become a starter, but like, you need to have open communication. Rich Bisaccia and I had some good back and forth, and I did appreciate him for that. He was always direct and open with how he viewed his guys, and he had good communication with the guys in his room. But he fought tooth and nail with everyone else to try to get players that maybe were second or third team. And they were just like, oh, if we get this injury, this guy's dinged up. We can't risk losing that guy on special teams. Like, it needs to be known and it needs to change, or they're going to continue to lose these games like this.
Rich, the special teams are so bad at this point that I don't see Rich Bisaccia returning, whether he retires or is let go. I don't see him returning next year, but I can't blame Rich Bisaccia for having Romeo Doubs field punts, even though he was never should have been in that position because they had no one else to field punts. I can't blame Rich Bisaccia for putting Josh Jacobs, your starting running back, the engine of your offense, who's played all season through a banged up knee, back as kickoff returner because they had no one else to be kickoff returner. I don't know where the blame goes for Rich Bisaccia for Keyshawn Nixon dictating that even though he's a two-time All-Pro kickoff return specialist, he will no longer play there because he's a cornerback number one, even though he has shown he is not a cornerback number one.
That's not what he said today, Ryan. He said he had a great season.
It's what the film says.
Yeah.
At some point, look, they had special teams that cost games and ended seasons when Mason Crosby was the kicker, when they had really important, vital positions filled at the highest level to a way you could not ask for better, they still had those breakdowns. They have the leading punter in the NFL this season. They still have special teams issues that it lose games. And
yeah, they gave up a big punt return in that game, like in a critical moment.
They have positions on this roster in special teams, return specialists, that are not filled. That is organizational philosophy. That is lack of priority. And that all points back to the main theme here, culture. That is a culture issue.
Yeah. Yeah, soft. you gotta get the it's soft. It starts with, obviously, it's like Goody getting the right kind of guys in there, and then the communication to say, we brought this guy in to play this role. Like, this guy is not, he's not your guy, he's not your starter, he's not the just in case someone gets injured. Let him go in this space. If he develops into a player, that's great. But they need to have more defined ideas of what these guys need to be, and the communication needs to be there. I was there for 16 years. I feel like I never got, like, real clear-cut communication on some, like, certain players on the team, or they just wouldn't, like, they didn't know where they stood. I played for 16 years. I didn't know sometimes where I stood. Honestly, sometimes when I got a contract extension after, you know, in the offseason, I was somewhat surprised, because, like, they hadn't told, like, I hadn't had any conversations that it was like, you know, we're planning on doing this. Like, you're our guy. We're going to keep moving forward. Like, it was just kind of like, call you up and be like, hey, I think we're going to offer you a contract. It's like, all right, like, cool. Let's keep this thing rolling. So I think some of that is missing. And some of those things are, I think they're important. And I think it keeps guys grounded and keeps them hungry to work harder whenever that communication is clear and open.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it all there, Mace. Like, Ryan, that's exactly what you're talking about. I don't know that you want to make any predictions, but what do you see happening over the next, are they really working on a deal with LaFleur? Is some of this negotiating ploys? Is some of this, like, is policy going to make it easy for LaFleur? Could LaFleur walk away? What else do you see happening over the next couple months with this Green Bay Packers team?
Yeah, I think the leanings right now are that there's willingness and desire on both sides, the part of the team and the part of the coach, for an extension. What that looks like is the big question. Just because there's willingness and desire does not mean that there will be compromise. It does not mean that there will be ultimately an agreement. Matt LaFleur has plenty of leverage himself, because Matt LaFleur knows he is. Let's dissolve any notion that he's a bad coach. Okay. Yeah. He is a good coach, and he knows that. Mm-hmm. There's not just like quarterbacks, not enough good quarterbacks in this league, not enough good coaches in this league. Mm-hmm. Matt LaFleur knows that he gets to the market. He's getting a big payday from a lot of teams as soon as he hits it. Like, he has leverage there. The Packers, though, you're coming off of this not just season, but this series now, this trend of close playoff losses where – you don't have the identity, you don't have the culture to swing these big, pivotal, close games your way once. I don't know how you come back from that. With that said, status quo is easy. If this is a soft organization, you know what the easy thing is to do? The soft is status quo. It's not shake things up. It's just run it back. He's won a ton of games in the regular season. He's going to put you in position to be the playoffs. Those are absolute facts. Is he going to be able to get you to the Super Bowl? He hasn't shown that, and it's been a while. But the status quo is the easy thing to do. I'm not so sure that the Packers wouldn't rather just have the status quo.
Oh, interesting. I just always say, and I don't like playing the woulda, coulda, shoulda game, but Matt LaFleur goes to a different team than an Aaron Rodgers-led, veteran-heavy team that he inherited in Green Bay. Do you think he has the success right away that he had?
You know, I think if I'm the Tennessee Titans, I would hire him in 5 seconds. Yeah, come develop Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. Do with him what you did That's with fine. Jordan Love, do it. Malik Willis. Like he's.
Do you think Matt LaFleur developed Jordan Love? Do you think Jordan Love didn't learn a lot of things because Aaron Rodgers was there?
Oh, I think that the way that Aaron Rodgers handled and treated Jordan Love was exemplary from the time he stepped into the building. Jordan Love has made that very clear. So I will always think that Aaron Rodgers had a very positive influence there. But I also think that, yes, Matt LaFleur developed Jordan Love, because I saw him go from a quarterback who had a strong arm but had no idea where it was going, his first couple training camps, a quarterback that had zero pocket presence in that 2021 game against Magnolia in Kansas City, to what he is now, which is much. I mean, the last reason that they had a loss in Chicago was Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. He played fantastic. You're in great shape there. Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with Matt LaFleur. I think his floor is a great quarterback developer. And I have something that, you know, when you look at the market of this league, great quarterback developers are what become head coaches. He will quickly be a head coach again as soon as he wants to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If he is let go in this cycle, he'll be a top candidate. But the other part of being a head coach is goes back to building that culture, building that DNA identity, that championship mentality. That's lacking here, and that has to come from the head coach.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, I was wondering real quick before we go if it didn't get caught on camera, if you said this afterwards, but I thought since that lady in Jacksonville had such kind words for Liam Cohen that you probably did the same for Matt LaFleur after the game as well.
Wow.
I'm going to be very honest with you guys. That lady in Jacksonville is not a reporter.
That is correct.
It is not my job.
No, you're right.
It is not my job to cheerlead. I'll tell you this, I have enjoyed, and whether he comes back or not, I have enjoyed covering Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm. He has been tremendous to cover. I have no issues with that at all. Yeah. I'm also not, it's not my job to pick him or anyone else up after a loss. My job is to be here and to evaluate as objectively as possible what is and is not happening, what is good, what is bad. I've always said, as far as me as a reporter, if something's good, I'm going to call it good. Mm-hmm. If something's bad, I'm going to call it bad. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat bad, and I'm not going to try to pull down good. The players, the coaches in this league determine what is good and bad. My role is to objectively portray that to the readers, to the fan base.
Love that. Love that. Ryan, thank you so much for being a weekly guest with us here on the Mason Crosby Show the entire season. We know that our weekly time is winding up, but we know also when breaking news happens or anything big happens, expect your phone to ring, and Tommy will be on the other line saying, Ryan, we need you in 12 minutes. And you'll be like, how about 45? And we understand. But honestly, thank you so much for being a weekly guest. It's been great. Go Pacers, go Mets, you know, all the things.
Yeah. No, boo.
Hey, guys.
What are we doing?
Before you even said that, I have thoroughly enjoyed doing this with you guys. You guys have a fantastic show. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. Appreciate you. Thanks. I just call you Ryan. I know everyone has like other nicknames,
Woody. But
I'm just going to call you Ryan.
You know, Mason, I got to be honest, both with you and John Koo, because I cover both of you guys. This has been wild. for you guys to be asking me questions.
It could
be
right?
A full season. Because I ask you questions, man. Like, you're Mason. He's cool. Like, I want to know what you guys think. It's been a lot of fun, but it's been wild.
It is such a different perspective, right? I love it.
We determined last time around that Mason Crosby started kicking for the Packers when I was in first grade, and his last season I graduated college.
Yeah.
It
was Mason was the guy that I always went up to in the locker room. I'll never forget. I did a story where you were a huge part of it. Several years ago, what is it like kicking inside Lambeau Field? Because I have no damn clue what it's like kicking inside Lambeau Field. Like Mason, and this is where the show is very blessed to have you. He is a wealth of institutional knowledge.
That's for sure.
Like, he's been in that arena. Yep. So it's been fun to be on this side, Mason. But I've enjoyed it great.
Well, Ryan, we talked about that locker room too after seasons. Like, I might have had a good year, just like luckily if I didn't do anything wrong, like I didn't get interviewed a lot. And then I was always surrounded at the end of the season. Like, it was like everyone came to me because I knew I would talk to them. I was always, you know, I wasn't cleaning out because I lived there. So like I left all my stuff in my locker and just showed up the next week for workouts. But, you know, I was just always available at the end of the season. So everyone would come and talk to me and I'm like, hey, where were y'all the whole season whenever I was, you know, actually playing in the games? What's going on?
Love it.
Well, you know what that made you, Mason? That made you a consummate pro. Look, I think this is just life as a kicker. There were some years where you would have liked to have kicked better, but you always, always, always came back from that stronger. And right. I can't help but think a big reason for that is, and not everyone's like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
But Mason Crosby, I knew in that locker room, good or bad, would always take accountability. And when you start from a place of being able to take accountability, that's not easy to do. But what's harder is coming back, right?
That's the hard part. If you can start with what is easier, you can do what's hard. I think that this Packers group could learn something from that. That this is a time right now for really taking some honest accountability. That should be the easier part, because the hard part ahead is fixing this culture.
It's doing
learning
it,
right? How to be a championship DNA team. Like, if you can't start with accountability, I don't know how you get there.
Love that.
I love it. Yeah. Great, great sign off. I appreciate you, Ryan. That was awesome. I can't wait to have you back on as we get news of everything happening this offseason.
Thank you, Ryan.
Take care, guys. Talk soon.
He is Ryan Wood. Follow him on all the socials at By Ryan Wood with the Green Bay Post Gazette. We've got only a limited amount of time, but we've got a ton still to get to. So make sure you are tuned in and locked in right here to the Mason Crosby Show and to Wisconsin Sports Daily coming up right after us here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.